We find ourselves in the very unique, special days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, days that we've already graduated the Chavivus of Doidi Li, and we've entered the next realm of Dirshu Hashem Behimotzei Mamish, Karu B'Yosei Korev Mamish. We know these are days that so much can be accomplished, so much steiging. There's tremendous skulos in these days of being able to tap into that connection to the Eibishter. We all know the Tumim's words in Garis Vash, where he exhorts us, Ashri Enesh, that's Lo Yavra Afilo Rega Echod, in Esek Ateiro, and Hirei Tshuva, and Avedas Hashem. The question over here is, I've been troubled for many years, how do we relate to the Aseret Yemei Tshuva? On one hand, it's the first 10 days of Tavshin Pei, it's Rosh Hashanah, there's the Shinoi, the Ischachos, it's Aleph Tishrei, it's a brand new year. And the Mefarshim talk about how we have to establish the Reishis with the right foot. We have to start off in Richtige Weg, that the new year should start right. That's on one hand. On the other hand, we know that for us, Beinanim, what are these 10 days? It's our last-ditch effort to fix up the last year. If we were Gepaskin as a Beinoni, these are the 10 days of Tshuva that we could fix. So what is it? Is it the first 10 days of Tevshon Pei? Or is it the last 10 days of Tovshin Ayin Tes? But the MS is, it goes even deeper, this stira. It's Yodua, that it's Meduyik and the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel, that this ability for a Yid to change, and during Aseret Yemei Tshuva fix his din, it's not enough to just do an extra mitzvah. You have to actually do tshuva. The Achrenim try to understand, if what I am is a Beinoni, and what I need to do is to sway the Averis and mitzvahs. I need to do tshuva. Tshuva is a mitzvah. But so is other mitzvahs a mitzvah. All I should need is one more mitzvah. And the Achronim speak out, but that's the Rambam. It's too late. It's Tovshin Pei. Another mitzvah won't help. If you could have chapta rind, if Tovshin Ayin Tes, and maybe would have made you Ois Beinoni. You are already Gepaskin the Beinoni. You need to do something much more influential. You need to do tshuva. Tshuva is Oikar L'mafreya. Tshuva could take your averes of Tovshin Ayin Tes and turn them into mitzvahs. You see in the Rambam that it's taka too late. It's Tovshin Pei. It's not Tovshin Ayin Tes anymore. Mitzat Sheni, we find Mefurish in the Paiskim, Shteten Levush, during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, a person should be marbe b'mitzvahs, because those mitzvahs can be machriya. Those mitzvahs can sway, and you'll have more mitzvahs than averes. Ki yodua, the Goyin writes, Hoshayle, in the Paiskim, in the Menhogim, should we do Kiddush Levana earlier during Aseret Yemei Tshuva? Wait specifically after Yom Kippur. Zok de Goyin, chaparain, do a mitzvah. That mitzvah might be able to be machriya. The Goyin seems to be saying it's not too late. There's still time to do a mitzvah. What is it? Is it the last 10 days of Tavshin Ayin Tes or the first 10 days of Tavshin Pei? I'd like to share with the Oilam Esh Shemotzasi Eshaovi Nafshi, an amazing idea. In the Vilna Goyin and Aderes Eliyahu and Parshas Bereishis, Zok the Vilna Goyin, in every single year, there's 10 full extra days from the solar calendar that are above and beyond the days of the lunar calendar. Zok the Goyin, those 10 extra days are Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Shteten Goyin, I think, an amazing oimik, a gevaldige avono. Yes, Be'ikr, it's Tavshin Pei, it's Aleph Tishrei, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's a brand new year. It's Be'etzem too late. According to the way we Yidden count, according to the lunar year, it's done. A new lunar year has started. Aber Zok de Goyin, there's still another Bechina. In a certain way, there's still a back door where we could somehow be Mashlim. There's a makeup test over here. There's something that we could still do and still consider it a little bit of Shinayin test, because according to the solar year, there's still 10 days left. And those are the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and that's our way to still try to chaparain and be mesakein Tov Shinayin test. I think it's now understandable. Yes, it's a hybrid. It's Be'etzem Tov Shin Pei, but there's still this little way back in. Through the 10 extra days from the lunar year, from the solar year, Frechtzach the Shaila. But how do we understand that? Every single thing in Yiddishkeit is based on the lunar year. And suddenly, Aseret Yemei Tshuva has something to do with the Yemei HaChama, has something to do with the solar year. That's the way the Goyim count. Why do we suddenly find a Mahalach of Aseres Yimei Tshuva that comes out of the solar year? Ulai, we could say, Ashtikel Remes, Ashtikel Vort. We find a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Gittin Lama Bama Bebeis, Hanelovim Veinam Olvin, Shemim Cheposim Veinam Eshivim, Olav Akosav Oimer Ve'oyavav Kitzes HaShemesh B'gvurosai. People that are able to hear their shame and not respond. People that are able to be misgaber and not give back, not shoot back. We're waiting for some sort of schar. And what's the final line? So what does the Gemara mean? So of course the Pashat Pshat is, the Gemara is teaching us, that's Gvura. A Yiddish Gvura is not hitting back. A Yiddish Gvura is being mezgaber on himself and being able to be boilem pib b'shas meriva and not dish back. That's Gvura. That's how Yidden look at Gvura. But what's Kitzeis HaShemesh v'Gvurasoi? What is the analogy to the Shemesh? Look at the Meiri. The Meiri Afanort over there in Gittin tells us an amazing thing. The Gemara is being meramis to what we find that there was by the Lavona and the Chamo. By Meshishes Mebreshes, the Lavona came with Tainas. And the Lavona says, no, we can't. You can't have Shtei Rishuyas. You can't have two Malachim that are being Meshtamish together. The Lavona came with Tainas. And what? Zokta Gemara, Zokta Meiri. What did the Shemesh do? The Shemesh was Nelovim Ve'enom Olvin Shoymin Cherposam Ve'enem Eshivin. And how did the Eibishter respond? The Lavona that came with Tainas became smaller. And the Shemesh is Bigvurosoi. The Shemesh Bigvurosoi is the Moshel. It's the Spitz example on the Bria of a person who fagind. A person who was Nalovim Veinam Olvim Shemim Cherposam Einem Eshivin. Dachzachmi, according to the Goin, the Remez of why Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the Yemei Achama. Because it's the solar year, the Yemei Achama, that's meramis to our one way to have any Hatzolah during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And that is, like the Balei Musar explained, to be Mavir Al Midoisov, to be an Alovim Veinam Olvin. And the Spitz symbolism of Shoimim Cherposim Einem Eshivim and Alovim Veinam Olvin is Keshemesh Bigvurosai. It's the Yemei Achama. It's what the sun, the solar year represents. That Nekuda being able to be Mavir Al Midoisov, like the Rabbeinu Yoiner writes in Shari Tshuva, how this is a Pesach tikva nechbod ma'oid to Aseres Yimei Tshuva, to being Zeiche Bedin, our hope, our Pesach tikva, to be able to possibly fix up our Tavshinayin test, is when we look at the Shemesh, when we look at the Maver al Midoisov, and then get Mida Kenege Mida, Mavirin le'akol pshov, that's our only hope through the Yemei Achamo. After one last Knech. But how do we do that? How do we work on ourselves to become those people that are Nelovim Veinam Olvin, Shemim Cheposim Einim Eshivim, to become Mavirin Al Midoisev Dike Yidin? How do you do it? So I'd like to point out the Lashon Rashi. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin says, what does the word Mavir Al Midoisev mean? She'enoi medaktik limdoid mido limitzarem oisoi. Umeiniach medoisev oholech loy. So Rashi, Mavir Al Midoisev means he lets it go. Someone says something not nice. Someone puts him down. Someone insults him. He's not medaktik. He doesn't have to dish back because he's meiniach. Rashi says the word mavir means to be meiniach, to let it go, not to get so moved by another person. Mavir al midoisov. Zok Rashi, the mafteach, how a person is misgaber and being an alavim beinam olvim. What does that gvura come from? From being a meiniach. Don't be so affected. Don't be so medactic. So what that he said it? Why is that getting under your skin so much? We think, what does Rashi mean? A very passive person, a shofel, some sort of anivus. He doesn't get so affected because he doesn't have so much self-confidence, so much self-esteem. That's not the pshat in the Rashi. Pshat in the Rashi is, look at the Shemesh, look at the Lavona. The Lavona comes with tainis. What does the Torah say? The Shemesh, the Chama, is a Ma'or Godl, and the Lavona is a Ma'or Kotten. Shtei Chen in the Meforshim. Why is the Lavona Ma'or Kotten? Because the Gemara says in Bamatzia Daf Yud Beis, Kotten, Hasemech, Hashulchon, Oviv, Nikra Kotten. A person who is dependent on someone else, that's katnus. And godless is a person who is soymach al shulchan atzmai. Why do you care so much what someone else has to say? Why do you care so much about his opinion? If you had godless, then you'd have true anivus. If you had godless, if you were soymach al shulchan atzmai, you wouldn't be so gestert by someone else. You wouldn't be so threatened by someone else. And you wouldn't get so hurt by someone else. You'd be ena medaktik zokrashi because you're meniach. You let it go. I'm a godl. And if I have godless, then I could be an onov. In Yiddishkeit, godless and anivus are not only a stira, they're one and the same. The yisoid of anivus is from an inner godless. In Yiddishkeit, gvura is not to give back. Gvura is to be able to not give back. And that comes from an anivus, which is rooted in godless. Moshe Rabbeinu, says Rabbeinu Avram ben Agroin, the Vonagoin son writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was onov. Mikol Adam, he was the biggest onov that existed. And Moshe Rabbeinu had that shine of a Koran Erponov. He had that shine of the sun. V'sishtate Nigamar and Rabba Basra, Moshe is Kipnei HaChama. Moshe's Anivus was that godless of the Ma'ara Godel of a sun. And Moshe Rabbeinu was an onov Mikol Adam that the Torah speaks out. Miriam went and spoke out against Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what the Torah says. That's where you see Moshe Rabbeinu's Anivus. His Anivus comes from a godless. He's a Chama. He's a Ma'ara Godel. His inner godless allows for Anivus and not to be so moved by other people. That is what brings us to be a mavirin al midosov. So the Ebishta gave him koiches and siyata d'shmaya, that all of us should be able to utilize this Pesach tikva nechbod ma'oid that the Rabbeinu Yoina says, and learn from the sun to be a mavir al midosov, to have that ma'or ha'godol, that inner gadlus which brings to an anivus, which allows for an elovim ve'inam olvin, shemim cherposim, ve'inam meshivam, ve'olov hakosuv oimer, ve'oyavov, Kitzei Sashemesh Bigburosa, we should all be Zeichem or Teshem to be Nechdom Kulonu, Besifren Shasadikim, Ve'ezah Hashem, Amen, Ken Yehi Rotzoin.